na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
I've got it all, including you. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Okay, back to the switchboard, and I don't know where to go today. Send out a shout out to Craig Carlson, because today is his birthday, so I'll give him a shout out. Man makes pancakes in Paris. Do I have his little thing? Let me see if I have it here. I'm typing. That's the sound you hear. All right, I'll find it and I'll play it later. Okay. It's here somewhere. I'll find it. Okay, I'll play it later as his birthday tribute. But meanwhile, let me see. I don't know what to do well today. Today's going to be a hot one. I think I always like to start. I don't know. Should we start on the edge? Let's see. Have a troll wheel. I don't know. I like cross country. Yeah. Afterbirth.
Life's tough in NYC. Though it's our home, sweet home.
When life's a grind, we seem to find the urge to roam.
Let us leave our home aside for opportunity. Let's pack the car and take a ride from sea to shining sea together. Cross country highway pedestrians, you and me, traveling the nation, looking at the landmarks
and falling into tourist traps and leaving lots of bodies on the way.
Yay!
This is gonna be so much fun.
Yes.
But I thought that you said that we were going on a murder spree, we were going to do something less messy, like, I don't know, like find a bunch of people with heart conditions and make them ride a roller coaster, or just choke somebody until they, like, get lightheaded enough that they, like, pass out and bonk their head on a bathtub.
Look, I don't have the upper body strength to strangle anyone to death just to orgasm.
But I pass out at the sight of blood.
Look, all I know is I packed a bag full of knives and two matching Hello Kitty ponchos for us.
Aww. Oh, looks so cute.
I know.
All right, but you gotta promise me that if I pass out, that you will catch me.
Absolutely.
And drop the knife.
The body count grows higher every day.
Yay!
Amber waves of grain and purple mountains' majesty.
Chopping up our victims easily to eat them. Nom, 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 nom. Yum, yum, yum.
Wait a minute.
Chewy, chewy, chewy humans. Yum, 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 yum.
thought that whenever you said salty snacks, you meant things like Cheddar Bay biscuits or Chex Mix.
Well, listen, there's really no caloric value in consuming human flesh. You know, we're doing it for the ritual. You know, you like you see someone and you see the light go out of your eyes, and then you consume them and you gain their strength, and it's all about giving their strength. You know, it's not the strength. It's not about the salt. It's not the strength.
But I don't know that I'm 100% capable of consuming human flesh.
Look, all I know is I bought a hot plate that plugs into a cigarette lighter and my own personal copy of To Serve Man.
Oy vey.
We're gonna eat the people that we slay. Yummy!
From shore to shore, there's gore galore.
Eating your face is what we've got in store on our cross-country highway murder spree. You and me, dining across the nation.
It'll be the top, the fun will never stop.
Until we both get busted by the cop.
Solo.
Thank you.
Was epic.
I knew you were going to say that.
Listen, I can't go back to jail. Do you know what they do to gay people in jail?
The same thing they do to straight people in jail.
Butt stuff. Oh.
Look, listen, all I know is we are never going to get famous singing comedy music.
Ouch!
Listen, I know. We have a great studio. We're having a really good session. But it's just not enough, you know, diminishing returns. We're not going to be on the radio singing about butts, okay? I just figure that this road trip could be our opportunity to put ourselves on the map.
Literally. Ah, oh, man. I guess I just always thought that we would get famous with, like, a... I don't know, you know, like we could like have like a cologne line.
Well, no one's ever gonna want to spray themselves with afterbirth anything.
We could get famous with a sex tape.
Ew, no.
Ow.
No offense, but no.
Ooh. Look through the glass. Cross country trips, they don't come cheap, which you and I both know.
With the price of gas, we're on our ass, cause we don't have the dough.
With an audience like this, that makes us feel sublime. No need to load up for the road, we can slaughter on a dime. Our sound guy, staycation New York murder spree. So call your parents and say goodbye, but don't hang up the phone, cause we want them to hear you die.
Yeah, after Birth Monkey, if you kill me, I won't be able to mix the album.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, After Birth Monkey, I love them. And this is a little happy birthday to Craig Carlson, Breakfast in Paris.
Why an American diner in Paris? There are three reasons. First, I love breakfast. It's my favorite food, my favorite meal. Number two, I'm a Francophile. I totally love France. I studied here when I was a student for a whole year. And number three, I used to work in Hollywood. And because I spoke French, they sent me to Paris to work on an international TV show. And for a whole year, every morning, the breakfast was the same. It was like a croissant, pain au chocolat, a baguette. I love those once in a while, but oh my God, I was craving an American breakfast. So when the show ended, I went back home to LA, and I ordered this big breakfast. It was scrambled eggs, ham steak, hash browns. And the minute my breakfast arrived, I looked at it and said, oh my God, this is the one thing I missed when I was in France. And I just looked at it again, and I found myself saying it again. Oh my God, the one thing I missed in France. And just like that, the idea hit me. I'm going to open a diner in Paris.
Okay, Let Them Eat Pancakes, latest book. All right, yeah, so happy birthday, Craig. Happy birthday. I'm looking for I don't know where it is. All right, I'll find it later and play it there. Okay, let's see. What else do we have going on? Oh, my book, A Pocket Full of Confidence, is available on Kindle now. So anyway, speaking of love, how about this one from Mollapalooza?
Point of view.
thousand old nickels in May.
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little girl. Yeah. Had a picture of her in the newspaper going into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You
just
know what
sick.
I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl.
Yeah, fixed her.
To rig the quiz.
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's 9.
How do they, how do you put it to a child?
Yeah.
What do you say to a kid? I suppose they said, kid.
Yeah.
You want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. It's just
awful thing.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever. It says it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the paper.
Well, that's a fact. But it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed.
Van Doren was my idol.
Oh. He was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes. They're getting on.
Yeah.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is something.
It's a moral issue.
Yes. It is a moral issue.
A moral issue.
To me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because you there's a fiber to it.
That's right.
You can feel
something
it.
To follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh, didn't you know that?
No. I was cool.
There you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I knew. Because you know, how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
Well, that's, you don't think. You see, you don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. And then on radio before that. Oh, yes, I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor.
Yeah.
Won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why?
Because this is an investigation that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
What difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh, my. Well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well?
Because it's the whole thing. It's a different... because you want to know the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference. Here is the difference. Here is the difference right here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers. And the government has never done that.
And now little Mike Rocket.
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
Never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People in society, corporations run the lives. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna pump no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I will pray.
Let's have a drink and we'll party all night. Only cool, cool, cool.
Hey. Okay, the cool, cool summertime with Mike Rocket. To stay cool in the summertime is hard. Oh, gosh. Okay. Promoting something here. A very talented young man coming up in the world. A great performer of great music. His name is Dici, D-I-C-I. And his new song is Five Rings. And you can watch him on DiciMusic.com and YouTube, Dici, D-I-C-I. Check him out. All right, he's doing the his song is being played, Five Rings, supporting the USA boxing team and with their fundraising at DiciBandcamp.com. All proceeds to go to help the Olympic team and the 1,700 boxing clubs nationwide. The clubs mentor and support young people in communities where they train, teach, and support healthy lifestyles and good values. You got to love that. Okay, Dici, D-I-C-I dot bandcamp.com. Check that out. Okay, we're winding down. We're down to 3 minutes. This is where I always got to rush and see what I want to play. Remember, my book, Pocket Full of Confidence, is now available on Kindle. So you can get that on Amazon. You don't want the hard copy? Put it on your Kindle. Then you can refer to it. Isn't that nice? I make it so easy for everyone, don't I? Okay, let's see. What do we got here? All right, I need something short. Just 3 minutes, so why not a song I wrote? And also a play. I wrote that. That's Tom Carosa singing back up and Joe Purse and Alan Mendel, the music. Always fun. Always fun. Okay. Well, we're winding down now. Remember, my book is available on Kindle now. Pocket Full of Confidence. A Pocket Full of Confidence. Great for teens and adults. And it's just a humorous look at building up your self-esteem and confidence. So I'm not a doctor, but I've been to one. What can I say? Okay. All righty, we're down to the last minute. Check out Nancy Lombardo on Amazon and Dici, D-I-C-I dot bandcamp.com. All proceeds to help the Olympic team and the 1,700 boxing clubs nationwide. Very great. It's nice to be putting good out there, Dici. Good on you. Good on you. All right, have a good day. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Big kiss. Bye-bye.